奉主耶稣圣名正道。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I preach.
我们首先请翻开马太福音十七章。
First, turn to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章。
Matthew chapter 17.
第八节。
Verse 8. Matthew 17, verse 8. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
这本圣经记载主耶稣带了彼得、雅各、约翰上高山。
And this passage of the Bible records the incident when Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mountain top.
在那个时候，主耶稣变了他的面貌。
At that time, the face of Jesus was transfigured.
突然之间有摩西和以利亚显现。
And suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared before them.
在这一种的荣耀的意象当中。
And under this very glorious vision,
彼得感觉到非常的兴奋，也感觉到非常的荣幸。
Peter was overjoyed and felt also very honored.
他对主耶稣说
，He said to Jesus,
我们在这里真好。
It's good for us to be here.
我们不要下去了。
Let us not go down anymore.
我们可以大搬座棚。
We can make three tabernacles.
一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
但是突然之间
，But suddenly.
这一切都消失了。
All these things are vanished.
摩西不在了。
Moses was no longer there.
以利亚也不在了。
And Elijah also disappeared.
他们只看见耶稣在那边。
And they only saw Jesus and Jesus alone.
只见耶稣是一个很重要的道理。
There is this important teaching when we say that they only saw Jesus alone.
因为一切眼睛可看见的都是会改变的。
Because what we can see with our eyes can actually be changed.
只有我们的主耶稣是永远不改变的。
Only the Lord Jesus remains unchanged forever.
因此我们必须要学习只见耶稣，不见其他的。
And therefore we must learn to look at Jesus alone and not other things.
我们从几个方面来互相的勉励。
And we can discuss this from a few areas for mutual encouragement.
首先在信仰上只见耶稣。
First in our faith we shall look unto Jesus alone.
我们在信仰上是不是只见耶稣呢？
In our faith do we look at Jesus alone?
有些人认为我们的信仰需要摩西和以利亚。
Some people feel that in their faith they need Moses and Elijah.
摩西和以利亚可以说是当时最伟大的领袖和先知。
And Moses and Elijah were the greatest leader and prophet in their time.
摩西把当时最强盛的法老政权都推翻了。
And Moses was able to overthrow the power that was held by the Pharaoh at that time.
以利亚把当时势力最强大的巴利宗教也推翻了。
And Elijah was able to destroy the greatest religious power, and that is the power of the Baals at that time.
所以在我们的想象当中
，therefore in our own view,
我们如果有这么伟大的领袖和先知
，if we have these great leaders and priests,
我们的信仰一定大大的兴旺
，then our faith will be able to become very glorious.
不但是这样
，not only this,
摩西和以利亚的时代。
During the times of Moses and Elijah,
他们行的最多的神迹也是最大的神迹。
They performed a great number of miracles and also the greatest miracles to perform through their hands.
每一个神迹都是轰轰烈烈划时代的。
And that every miracle they perform actually move people for generations.
这又让我们羡慕得不得了。
And we envy such miracles.
如果我们今天有这么伟大的领袖和先知，行这么大这么多的神迹。
Therefore, if we have this great leader and prophet in our midst to perform such great miracles,
我们的信仰一定得到坚固。
Then our faith will be strengthened.
是不是这样呢？
Is this really the case?
按照我们这一种的想法，
if according to our own view,
摩西和以利亚的时代的信仰应该是最坚固也是最完善的啦。
Then the faith of people during the times of Moses and Elijah must be the most complete and perfect.
但事实上是怎样呢？
But in actual fact, what do we realize for ourselves?
请看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
十六节跟十七节
Verse 16 and 17 For who provoked him when they heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness?
十八节
Verse 18 And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient?
那我们面对这个事实
If we are faced with this fact,
摩西时代那一些信徒
that during the time of Moses, the disciples at that time,
他们的信仰状况是怎样的呢？
What kind of faith do they actually have?
在这里很清楚的记载。
And these verses clearly record this fact.
他们惹神的发怒。
That they incur the wrath of God.
在四十年当中。
That in the 40 years,
神给了他们这么长的时间。
God gave them a long period of time.
但最后是让神厌烦他们。
But in the end, God was tired of them.
任凭他们倒闭在旷野里面。
And God allowed them to perish in the wilderness.
结果在摩西时代那一批信徒。
And the disciples or the people during the times of Moses,
二十岁以上的。
Those who are 20 years and above,
通通都在这四十年的旷野流浪当中倒闭了。
All these perished in the wilderness when they were journeying in the place.
只有两个人
，only two persons
可以进去。
Were allowed to enter.
那些其他进入迦南地的都是二十岁以下的。
And those who entered the Canaan, the rest of them were 20 years and below.
这样看起来
，from this,
并不是说有伟大的领袖或者伟大的神迹就可以建立起他们的信心。
We can understand that it is not through great leaders or through great miracles that faith can be established.
你看第九节
，You see verse 9，
圣灵这样说
：The Spirit tell us this，
在那里你们的祖宗试我探我
，That where your fathers tried me by testing me，
并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
I saw my work for 40 years.
第十节
Verse 10.
所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Therefore I was angry with his generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they did not know my ways.
四十年并不是很短的时间，也不是很长的时间。
40 years is neither a very long period or a short period.
但在这四十年里面，神行的很多的神迹奇事。
But during these 40 years, God actually performed many great miracles.
但这一些亲眼看见这些大神迹的信徒，他们的信心建立起来吗？
And the people of God who saw these miracles before their eyes, were their faith established?
是不是因此敬畏真神？
Did they show more reverence for God after these miracles?
神说我厌烦他们。
God say that I'm angry with them.
四十年他们观看我的作为那么久。
That for 40 years they have seen my work for a long period of time.
心里还是常常迷糊。
Yet they have gone astray in their heart.
有神迹的时候就敬拜神。
When there are miracles, they worship God.
没有神迹的时候，他们就去敬拜偶像。
And when there are no miracles, then they start to worship idols.
因此
，therefore，
异象神迹都会消失的。
Miracles and visions will come to pass.
好像摩西和以利亚，他们都会消失不见了。
Just like Moses and Elijah, which vanished before their eyes at that time.
所以我们的信仰不是要建立在神迹上，也不是建立在伟大的领袖先知上。
Our faith must not be established on miracles, neither must it be established on people of great leadership quality.
乃是要建立在主耶稣的身上。
Our faith must be established on the Lord Jesus.
没有伟大的领袖不要紧。
It's not important, crucial for us to have great leaders.
要紧的是要有主的同在。
It's more important for us to have the presence of the Lord.
请看约书亚记第一章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9. Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我们再读第五节
Verse 5 No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you.
摩西死了
After Moses died,
指定约书亚来承继他的工作。
He was appointed for Joshua to continue in his work.
约书亚知道自己的分量多少。
And Joshua understood his own ability.
在各方面他都比不上摩西的。
In many ways, he find that he was not comparable to Moses.
怎么样能够让这一些领袖、这一些百姓来服从他的命令呢？
And how is he going to lead the people of God in order that they will be submissive under his leadership?
所以他的确是胆怯、忧愁的。
So there was fear as well and worries in him.
但是神对他说
But God said to him,
我岂没有吩咐你吗？
Did I not command you?
你不需要惧怕，也不需要惊慌。
Be strong and courageous.
因为无论你往哪里去，我必与你同在。
Because wherever you go, I will be with you.
神应许他
God promised him.
我怎样跟摩西同在？
that as I was with Moses,
我也照样与你同在。
In the same way I shall be with you,
我不会撇下你的。
I will not forsake you.
摩西怎么会变成一个这么伟大的领袖呢？
How did Moses became a great leader?
是他埃及的学问跟他埃及的武功吗？
Is it because he has abilities or knowledge acquired from his days in the Pharaoh's palace?
摩西也以为他的条件是最好的。
At first Moses thought that he had great qualities.
如果要拯救以色列人出埃及，
If the Israelites need to be delivered,
除了我摩西，没有其他的人了。
Apart from Moses, no one can deliver.
他的确具备那些条件。
He was equipped with these leadership qualities.
他也想要用这一些他所得到的条件来拯救以色列人出埃及的。
Thought to himself that he will be able to use his qualities in order to deliver the people of God out of Egypt.
但是结果怎样呢？
But what happened to him in the end?
他要逃亡啊。
He had to escape.
到最后。
In the end,
他到旷野去牧羊了。
He has to become a shepherd in the wilderness.
他知道。
And then at that time he knew,
靠着他的武功、他的智慧、他的能力没有办法的。
That he cannot just depend upon his knowledge or his ability.
他甚至灰心了。
And he became discouraged.
他也认为不可能的。
And he thought that it was impossible.
所以你看，当神来拣选他的时候
，When God came and chose him,
他不只是推三推四。
Not only did he try to shirk his responsibility,
他还推九推八，推八推九呢。
But he went on to give excuses why he cannot carry out the work.
但是到最后
，In the end,
他明白了。
He understood.
他说：“只要主你与我同在。”
Say, God, as long as you're with me,
我就愿意负起这个责任。
Then I'm willing to take up this responsibility.
他现在只见真神的同在。
At that time, he only looked at the presence of the Lord.
所以他完成了他的工作。
And he was able to complete his work.
耶稣亚也是这样。
And this also applies to Joshua.
神使摩西成为一个伟大的先知的。
That God was the one that caused Moses to become a great leader.
所以神并不是需要伟大的人。
So it's not that God needs great people to do his work.
但神需要那一些见证真神伟大的人。
But then God needs people who will witness concerning his great power.
要你敬畏真神，遵守他的命令。
As long as you worship God and keep his commandments.
不偏离左右。
And you do not go astray.
遵守圣经上的话。
And you keep the commandments and the words of the Bible.
神必定与你同在。
Then God will be with you.
也一定会完成这些工作的。
And we will be able to complete our work.
当时神与摩西同在，使红海分开。
At that time when God was with Moses, the Red Sea was parted.
现在神与约书亚同在。
Now God is with Joshua.
使约旦河分开。
The River Jordan was also similarly parted.
这些历史的事实都向我们见证。
Then this historical fact has witnessed to us.
不在乎哪一个人。
That it does not depend upon which man.
在乎有没有神的同在和祝福。
Does depend whether we have the presence and the blessing of God.
所以我们的信仰要建立在主的身上。
We must establish our faith on the Lord Jesus.
不是在人，也不是在于神迹。
Not on man, nor miracles.
尤其我们有一个很错误的观念。
Especially we have this wrong conception.
没有神迹，所以教会不会兴旺。
That without miracles, our church will not progress much.
我们的慕道朋友也是这样讲。
And this is true of the thinking of our friends.
给我们看见神迹。
He said that if we were to witness miracles,
让我们体验耶稣
，let us experience Jesus,
我们就会相信了。
Then we will believe.
你们的多马不也是这样的吗
？And isn't it true that your own disciple Thomas has the same behavior?
他本来不相信耶稣复活的。
Actually, he did not believe that Jesus.
虽然有很多人见证，但是他不相信。
Although many people have witnessed concerning his resurrection, he did not believe.
因为他要自己亲身去体验。
Because he wanted to personally experience for himself.
他说：“我看见还不够哦。”
He said, "Not only do I need to see,
我还要用我的手去看他的手掌上的钉痕。
But I must use my hand to touch the imprints on his body.
还要看他的肋旁。
And to see the wounds on his side.
肯定我绝对不是幻想。
That I'm sure that I'm not seeing a vision.
这样我才相信。
Then I will believe.
那么你们的主耶稣不是成全他吗
？And didn't the Lord Jesus fulfill his desire?
耶稣向多马显现。
When Jesus appeared to Thomas,
你来摸我。
He said, "Come and touch me."
多马在这个时候
，At that time, Thomas
就跪下去了。
He knelt down.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord, my God.
他相信了。
He believed.
这不是个很好的例子吗
？Isn't this also another good historical fact?
对，今天耶稣向我显现。
So today Jesus appeared to me.
给我体验这些神迹。
And let me experience these miracles.
我们就相信了。
Then I would have believed.
但这是神的旨意吗
？But is this in accordance with God's will?
我们就看主耶稣对多马怎么说。
Let's see how the Lord spoke to Thomas.
请看约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
29节
，verse 29，
耶稣对他说
Jesus said to him,
你因看见了我才信。
Because you have seen me, have you believed?
那没有看见就信的有福了。
Blessed are they that did not see and yet believe.
谁才是真正信主更有福的？
Who are the believers that are truly blessed?
就是那一些没有看见神迹，但是看见主耶稣而相信的人。
Is those who did not see Jesus and yet believe.
多马并不是有福的。
It's not that Thomas was blessed.
但是主耶稣用这个例子让我们明白。
But Jesus used this example to demonstrate to us a point.
我们不可以这样的试探神。
That we cannot test God in this manner.
我们可以怀疑，可以有不了解的地方。
We may be doubtful and there are things that we are ignorant.
那我们可以去查考，寻求明白。
Then we can ask, we can search and come to understand.
但并不是好像多马这样的方法。
But then we cannot use the method as Thomas did.
比如你很有钱。
For example, you are very rich.
我就向你挑战。
Then I challenge you.
你很有钱吗？
You have a lot of money.
拿你的钱给我看。
Show me all your money.
把你的财富给我看。
Show me your wealth.
你会笨到要拿这财富来证明给我看我是有钱的人吗？
Do you need to produce everything you have in order to prove that you are a rich man?
好像那些功夫高手哈。
Just like people who are good in kung fu.
谁相信你是武林高手？
Who will believe that you are very good in your kung fu?
你就耍几招给我看，我就相信吧。
Some of your skills, then I believe that you are good.
真正的高手要这样在你的面前来耍两招给你看，来证明他是武林高手吗？
Is it necessary for a man who is skilled in kung fu to demonstrate his skills to prove his point?
有时候我们对神就是这样。
But this is the way we treat God.
你耍两招给我看，我就信你了。
God, show me some of your skills, then I will believe in you.
我们这一些人都不会那么笨，就耍两招给你看，更何况我们尊贵荣耀的神呢？
And we know that men will not just simply demonstrate their skills to prove a point, but more our glorious God.
我们是对主的话，对主所做的事，我们看见了，我们明白了，我们相信了。
Towards the words of God and towards His work, after we have read and we have believed.
所以在三十节这里记约翰这样补充的记载。
And verse 30, Apostle John makes this, added this point.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行的许多神迹没有记在这个书上。
That Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples many other signs which are not written in this book.
但是记这些事。要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And that by believing, you may have life in His name.
他的意思是这样说。
This is His intention.
从圣经里面所记载耶稣所做行的神迹。
From the records in the Bible regarding the miracles of Jesus.
已经足够让我们相信他的确是我们的主，我们的神了。
It is sufficient for us to believe that Jesus is our Lord, our God.
还有很多很多的神迹都不需要再记载。
There are so many other miracles that it need not be recorded.
这些已经足够了。如果你相信
，These things are sufficient as long as you want to believe.
如果你不相信
，If you do not want to believe，
再多的神迹你也一样不相信的。
Then even there are more miracles you will not believe.
耶稣不是叫拉撒路复活吗
？Jesus caused Lazarus to resurrect.
多少人信他呢
？But how many people believe？
除了拉撒路还有两位
，apart from Lazarus and two others。
但是他们相信吗
？Did they actually believe？
耶稣不是自己从死里复活吗
？And Jesus himself also resurrected from the dead。
不是四十天向门徒还有那些未信的人显现吗
？And he was with the disciples as well as his believer for 40 days。
但是又有多少人相信呢
？But how many actually believe in this？
但是信的人就有福了。
But blessed are those who believe，
可以因耶稣基督的名得到生命，得到永生。
If by believing in His name, they are able to have life, eternal life in Him.
因此，在信仰上。
In our faith,
也许我们会遭受到许多的意外，许多的不如意。
We may meet with many things which are beyond our expectations, things which are not favorable to us.
但是我们从圣经里面
，But from the Bible,
我们只认识了耶稣基督。
We come to recognize Jesus.
圣经所行的神迹
，The miracles in the Bible,
已经足够证明他是我们的主，我们的神。
Are sufficient to prove to us that He is our Lord, our God.
所以我们的信仰不再改变。
Our faith cannot change.
因为我们不看环境，不看伟人，不看神迹。
Because we shall not look upon circumstances, great people. The things around us.
这一切都会消失和改变的。
Because all these things will vanish and come to the end.
只有主是永远不改变。
Only our Lord Jesus is the same forever.
在信仰上见耶稣。
Our faith, we must look upon Jesus.
我讲第二方面。
I talk about the second point.
请看马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8,
二十节。
Verse 20.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8,
二十节。
Verse 20. Verse 20, And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
在生活上，只见耶稣。
In our daily life, we must look at Jesus only.
如果没有看见耶稣，你真的觉得你很可怜的。
If you have not seen Jesus, indeed you are pitiful.
你是不是感觉到你生活贫穷？
Do you feel that you are poor in your life?
住不起那一种所谓高等住宅区。
And that you do not have the means to stay in the high standard of luxurious places.
我们给人家看不起。
And that people look down at us.
我们被称为是没有用的人。
And people regard us as useless.
所以我们自己都感觉到有一点的自卑。
And sometimes we despise ourselves.
也有一点的可怜自己。
And we also pity ourselves.
为什么我们的环境，我们的命运竟然是如此？
And we blame the circumstances and the fate that has befallen us.
如果你这样想的话，
If you have this kind of concept,
你就想耶稣基督。
You must think about Jesus.
主耶稣在这里对我们说，
Here Jesus said to us,
屋里有洞。
The foxes have holes.
天空的飞鸟有窝
，But the birds of the air have nests.
人子却没有枕头的地方
，But the son of man has nowhere to lay.
你没有办法住在高等住宅区
，You may not be able to stay in luxurious places.
但这一千多三房是你还住得起吧
？But then you can afford to stay in a three-room flat.
但是主耶稣说
，But Jesus said,
他连这个都没有啊
，That he doesn't even have this.
狐狸跟飞鸟都比主耶稣好啊
，That the foxes and the birds are better than Jesus.
他们有他们自己的窝。
They have their own nest.
有固定有舒服的生活。
They have their habitation, a place where they can rest.
但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
Yet the son of man has nowhere to lay his head.
他不是给人家看不起吗？
Wasn't he despised by people?
拿撒勒出什么好东西？
What good thing can come out of Nazareth?
耶稣就是拿撒勒人。
And Jesus was a Nazarene.
他们看不起他。
And they despised him.
但是耶稣基督却甘愿过这种的生活。
But Jesus was willing to go through this kind of life.
我们有时候不甘愿过这种贫苦的生活。
Sometimes we are not willing to accept this kind of simple life.
我们是没有能力来去改变。
And yet we find that we have no means to change this fact.
就算你有能力，你也未必有这样的机会来去改变。
Even if you have the strength, you may not have the opportunity.
所以我们心有不甘啊。
And therefore, there is a lot of grudges within us.
但是主耶稣他是有能力改变的。
But Jesus has the power to change.
连魔鬼都知道。
Even the devil knew this.
所以魔鬼对主耶稣说
So the devil told Jesus,
你何必为了神的道理来自己挨饿呢？
Now why do you want to become hungry for the sake of God?
你有权力可以把石头变成食物的。
Actually you have the power to change the stones into bread.
要不然你来拜我。
Otherwise you come and worship.
走我的道路。
You walk in my way.
我就把世界的一切都赏赐给你。
Then I will give you everything in this world.
你要做世界的王吗？
Do you want to be the king of the world?
只要你拜我，我就给你了。
Worship me, and this will be yours.
你何必顺从神呢？
Why do you need to submit to God?
同样都是做世界的王。
And you can still become the king of the world.
你只要拜我，我就把世界的权柄跟荣华富贵一切都给你了。
All you have to do is to worship me, and the power and the riches and the glory of the world shall be given unto you.
但是主耶稣拒绝这一切不合神道理的权柄和荣耀。
But Jesus rejected all this glory and power that are received not in accordance with the teachings of God.
他愿意遵行神的道理。
He was willing to keep the words of God.
而甘心贫穷。
He was willing to become poor.
这一点是我们要学习的。
This is something for us to learn.
所以如果在生活上
，in our life，
你感觉到你贫穷，事实上并不贫穷啊。
You may feel that you are poor, but actually you are not.
你知道什么人叫做贫穷的吗
？Do you know who is actually the poor person?
那些住在天桥底下，或者是在火车站过夜的。
There are poor people who stay underneath overhead bridges or underneath railway stations.
他们什么都没有的。
They are actually without anything.
他们才可以说是贫穷的人。
Then we can really classify these people as living in poverty.
就算你感觉到你自己贫穷了
，Even if you really feel that you are poor,
你就想耶稣基督
，Consider Jesus.
这样你就会觉得心里好过了。
Then you find it easier to pass your time.
我们比主耶稣生活得更好了。
Because our lives are definitely better than the
life of Jesus. 所以我们应该甘心。
But we must be satisfied.
不要再埋怨。
And not to murmur.
有时候我们心里想。
Sometimes in our heart we think.
如果我有钱。
If I have money.
或者有一天我发达了。
Or one day I become wealthy.
就算真的有一天你真的发达了。
And if the day really come that I become wealthy.
那又怎么样呢？
Then what can you do?
是不是我们就可以出一口气？
Then you find that you are successful.
你可以去挣回一些面子
，and that you can win some face for yourself。
那除了去挣的面子又怎么样呢
？And if you really save your face, what benefit do you receive？
我听到三个孩子在那边争论。
I heard of three children, and they were quarreling among themselves。
很有趣的。
And it was really interesting。
他们都只是读，是不是幼稚园？只是读幼稚园而已。
And they are in they were in kindergarten，
但是他们已经懂得什么叫做斗争了。
But they already know what is the meaning of competition。
有一个他这样说。
And one of them said this，
在教会里面
，in the church，
我爸爸的车子是最大的。
That my father's car is the biggest。
哇，他的神，他多么有神气。
And he felt very great making that statement。
这是一个事实。
The fact,
他爸爸的车子真的是最大最名贵的。
And then his father's car was the biggest as well as the most expensive in the church.
那第二个孩子他不服气啊。
And the second son was not happy with that statement.
他说是啊，但是我爸爸的屋子哦是最大的。
But it's true that your father has the biggest car, but my father has the biggest house.
这也是一个事实。
Again, this is a fact.
那第三个孩子呢，他的爸爸的车子屋子都比不上他们啊。
Then the third child, his father neither has a big house nor a big car.
哇，他在想他有什么最大的呢
？Then he thought to himself, what could be big in my life?
哇，他脑筋转得很快，他想到了。
And that he thought very quickly, and he came with an answer.
他很有神气地说。
And he said very courageously.
在一个教会里面。
Then in this church,
我爸爸的肚子是最大的。
My father's stomach is the biggest.
这也是一个事实。
Again, this is a fact.
三个小小的孩子
，Then we have these three children，
他们就懂得要威风要大了。
They know or they want to strive for glory and to become the bigger。
但是主耶稣却告诉我们
，But yet Jesus tell us，
生活的富裕有时候却是一个陷阱来的。
That the riches of our life can be a temptation or a trap to us。
请看路加福音二十一章
，Let's turn to Luke chapter 11，
二十一章。
Sorry， chapter 21。
路加福音二十一章
，Luke chapter 21，
三十四节
，verse 34， be on your guard that your hearts may not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life， and that they come on you suddenly like a trap。
很多时候并不是我们不明白道理或者不相信。
There are many times that it's not that we do not understand the truth or we do not believe，
但是我们的心却被其他的东西缠累住了。
But our hearts have been crowded or been entrapped by many things。
是什么事呢
？And what are these things？
主耶稣告诉我们要特别谨慎。
And Jesus warned us against these things。
生活上的富裕会让你贪吃、醉酒、陶醉在这些享乐里面。
Through the riches of the life。You are weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the worries of life.
还有种种今生的失利。
And also, you have many things that cause you anxiety.
这一些会累住你的心的。
All these things will weigh down your heart.
所以你的心充满了世界上各样的东西，就是没有主耶稣在里面。
And you find that your heart is full with worldly things, and there is no Jesus in your heart.
你为世界上各样的事情忙。但是就没有一天来为敬拜神而忙。
And you are busy over many things in the world, but you cannot find one thing that you are busy for the Lord.
也许你真的得到了世上你所要的东西。
Maybe you really achieve what you want in life.
但是你却失去的最宝贵的就是主。
But you have lost what is most precious, and that is the Lord.
所以主耶稣说
，Jesus said to us,
三十六节
，verse 36，
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求
，keep on the alert at all times，
使你们能逃避这一切要来的事。得以站在人子面前。
Praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things.
当耶稣来的时候
，When Jesus Christ comes again，
这一切都会消失。
All these things will vanish.
只有我们的所信的道
，Only the faith that we believe，
才能够保守我们站立在主的面前。
Can keep us and make us stand before God.
所以在神的面前，不是以财富作为负重。
Before God, we cannot use our physical riches.To say that we are rich，
而是以神的道为附属。
But that is through our faith that we can become rich before God。
因此，在生活上
，in our life，
我们听主耶稣的话
，we need to heed the words of God。
不必一直为了这世上的食物来劳力来烦恼。
Let us not be too worried or be too busy over the things of the world。
劳劳碌碌去争取这一些最好的、最大的、最美的，得到了那又怎么样呢
？You are so busy and you compete for the best things。 and the best enjoyment in life, and after you have received these things, what's great about them?
太极乐团, 有一首歌, 它的歌词的意义是很好的。 太极乐队, 它是一个流行乐队, 叫做太极。
There's this Tai Chi musical group.
这一批年轻人啊, 我们中年人啊, 我们这个时代的, 一看就是讨厌的。
There's this group of young people, when the older people look at them, they actually do not like them.
男孩子戴耳环, 这边戴两个, 这边戴三个, 不懂代表什么意思。
These young people have earrings pierced onto their ears, two or three of them,
头发,
and the old people cannot understand this.
头发长长, 闪来闪去, 不懂像什么东西。
And they have a long hair, and they swing their long hair here and there. Again, the old people cannot understand.
这就是叫做流行吗?
And they feel that they are cool when they do this thing.
衣服好好的,一剪一个洞,那边一个洞, 还要撕破它。
In their clothing, they will cut holes here and there or tear them at certain places.
拿着一大乱弹,乱跳,乱喊。
And they will take the musical instrument like the guitar and play their music.
我们这个时代的人真的接受不了的。
And you find that the older generation cannot accept. I say that, am I not like them?
我们只是看外表,
because you're only looking at the external.
他们就是代表反叛堕落的青年吗?
They represent the rebellious group in our side.
那我们每个穿西装打领带的这一些道貌岸然的, 就真的是那么圣洁,这么样的虔诚?
And for the people who put on coats and ties, does that mean that there are people with reverence and they are sincere?
也有很多伪君子啊。
There are many people who are hypocrites.
那到底他们要喊什么东西?
And what are they shouting about?
他们是只为喊叫而喊叫, 还是为了从其他的东西来喊叫呢?
And they appear to be making a lot of noises, but perhaps they have something in mind.
不先了解他们, 就说哪个能够出什么好东西, 这并不是追求真理的人的态度。
For example, the people during the times of Jesus, they did not try to discern, yet they say that there is nothing that can come out from Nazareth that is good.
所以我们应该先听听他们。
Therefore, we must first listen to them.
他要表示什么?
And ask them what is it that they are trying to prove.
他们思想里面到底要告诉我们什么东西?
And behind their thinking, what are they trying to tell us?
所以我就坐下来听听他们的喊叫,他们的歌声。
And one day, I actually sat down and listened to their music and their sounds.
还是听不懂啊, 因为喊得太大声, 唱得太快了。
I could not understand what they were singing because it was too loud or too fast.
那么就跟人家去一些 有字幕出来的哦, 就可以看得到他字的内容是什么了。
And I borrow some books which have their lyrics so that I can more or less follow what they are singing.
然后我才明白。
Then I understand.
原来他们并不是没有意义的喊叫的。
It's not that their shoutings are without meaning.
而事实上他们好几首歌啊, 里面都有他们的思想。
But quite a number of their songs represent meaningful thoughts of theirs.
我不同意他们那一种的态度表达的方式啦。
I may not agree with their attitude or their method of expression.
但我的确同意他们的思想跟他们所唱所要告诉我们的。
But then I would agree with some of the meanings or their thoughts in their songs.
其中有一个他讲到这个战争。
One of them in their songs regarding a war.
他说这些大人为了这一些满足他们的权利他们的欲望, 但是却让许多可爱的小孩变成孤儿。
He said that these apparently great people in the world, in order to fulfill their power and their desire, has caused many children to become orphans.
他为这些孤儿来向神抗议, 天公的公道在哪里啊?
And then for the sake of these orphans, he actually murmur against God and say, where is justice?
他另外一段他这样说,
and in another passage they sing this,
那是对那一些财富享乐的人来说的。
This is towards those who are rich who enjoy themselves.
前面的我不太记得, 后面我记得很清楚。
I cannot remember the first part, but I do remember the ending.
他说, 香槟侧边太多饥饿。 香槟哦, 香槟的旁边有太多的饥饿。 前辈那个, 香槟哦, 那些人成功的人啊, 不是把那些香槟, 拿它摇摇摇, 然后砰一下, 然后就来倒, 来庆祝。
And that those who enjoy the champagne are few in comparison with people by the side.
好, 那些成功的人士,
there is those who are successful.
他们为了庆祝他们的成功
，in order to celebrate their success，
不是买了那些很名贵的香槟
，they bought a very expensive champagne，
只是拿来倒，拿来喷。
And they use it for celebration. They don't actually drink them.
但在旁边有许多饥饿的人。
But then beside them are people who are hungry.
这就是我们中国人所说的。
And this is what the Chinese say.
猪门酒肉臭，路有冻死骨。猪门就是说，有钱人的家里呀、啊，那一些酒肉多到已经发臭了。
That in the rich man's house, they have food that has actually.Become rotten.
但是在路旁边啊，有很多人饥饿而死在路上。
But there are many people who live by the roadside. They have suffered death because of hunger.
这并不夸张。
This is not an exaggeration.
事实是这样。
Because in actual fact, it happened in the world.
林主耶稣也是这样的比喻。
And this is also what Jesus said.
财主不是天天吃喝玩乐吗
？That the rich man enjoys himself daily.
哎，他还不是一样酒肉臭。
And that he has wine and he has good food.
但是门口的乞丐拉撒路，他有去怜悯他吗
？But then at his doorstep, Lazarus, the poor beggar, he did not have any sympathy on him.
他们有他们的享乐
，they have their own enjoyment.
但是他们的享乐有他们的责任
，but then with the enjoyment, they have their responsibility.
所以当财主受审判下地狱的时候
，and when the rich man faced with judgment and he was punished to Hades,
他要求他的祖宗亚伯拉罕派拉撒路拿点水凉凉他的舌头而已。
He asked his forefather Abraham to go up to warn his to give him a little bit of water to quench his thirst.
因为他在火焰里面极其痛苦啊。
Because he was suffering under the fire.
但亚伯拉罕怎么回答他呢
？What was Abraham replied?
我们看十六章二十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 25.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16, verse 25.
亚伯拉罕说。
Abraham said,
儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福。
Child,
拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦了。
Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony.
每个人都要为他自己所做的一切负责任的。
All of us has to be responsible for every of our single acts.
你可以不听耶稣的话。
You can ignore the teachings of the Lord.
老子有钱，老子想怎样就怎样。
You may feel that you have money and you can do what you want with your money.
啊，讲得多么的豪放，多么的痛快。
And that you can say all these things in arrogance.
但是当审判来到的时候
，But when the judgment day comes,
就会好像这个财主一样。
Just like what this man, rich man has faced,
后悔莫及啊
！You find that it's too late to regret.
所以传道者劝勉我们
，and the preacher has this.
你可以看你所要看的
，you can see what you want.
你可以享受你所要享受的
，you can enjoy the things you desire.
真的想做就去做吧
，and what you desire to do, go and do them.
但是有一件事你应该记在心里
，but you must remember this one thing in mind.
无论你做什么
，that whatever you do,
是善也好，是恶也好
，whether it's good or evil.
总有一天你要面对真神的审判。
One day you will face the judgment of God.
所以如果还能够听的话
，and if we can keep this advice,
应该是敬畏神，遵守神的诫命。
We must learn to worship God and keep His commandments.
我讲第三方面。
I'd like to talk about the third area.
请看马可福音的十五章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 15.
马可福音十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
三十四节。
Verse 34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is translated, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
我们如果在试炼痛苦当中
，when we are under distress and under trials,
我们也要只见耶稣。
We must also look at Jesus only.
你是不是也有同样的感受
？Do you also have the same feeling?
当你在很痛苦、很需要神的时候
，in extreme agony and when you really needed God，
但是神却不在你的旁边
，yet God was not by your side，
没有听你的祷告
，God did not listen to your prayers，
没有解决你的困难
，did not solve your problems，
连减轻你的痛苦都没有
，he did not even lighten your suffering。
在这个时候
，at this time，
你会抗议
you may rebel.
我的信仰到这样的地步，我为什么还要信呢？
That my faith has become has turned. This is the result of my faith. Why should I continue in my faith?
我的神，你为什么离开我？
My God, why have you forsaken me?
如果你真的是到这种的地步，
If you have reached this stage,
你要看见耶稣。
You must look at Jesus.
他也是一样。
Jesus faced the same problem.
当他在十字架上最痛苦的时候，
When he was on the cross and suffering,
实际上的肉体痛苦他还能够忍受。
He was able to withstand the physical sufferings on the cross.
而最痛苦的就是他忍受人类的罪，要担当罪的刑罚。
But what was most painful was that he was taking the punishment of the sins of the people.
我们看不到那一种罪的刑罚，那种痛苦是怎么样。
We are not able to appreciate the punishment that comes about because of the sins of the people of the world.
但是在这里形容，
But here the Bible describes,
在这一段时间，遍地都黑暗了。
That at this point of time, darkness fell upon the whole world.
不是因为有一片云遮住了太阳。
The darkness did not come about because the clouds shaded the sun.
而是突然间黑暗了。
But darkness just fell over the whole land.
那黑暗很深啊。
And the darkness was indeed deep.
会让他们心里害怕。
And there was great fear in their hearts.
那你可以想象耶稣所承受那一种的刑罚痛苦多么的深。
And then you can understand the degree of the sufferings that Jesus underwent at that time.
所以主耶稣大声喊叫。
And Jesus cried with a loud voice.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以如果你感觉到你受的痛苦很多很深，
If you feel that you have suffered much and your sufferings are great,
那我们的主耶稣所受的不是更深更痛苦吗？
Then do you not realize that the sufferings of the Lord are indeed greater than yours?
而我们所受的痛苦，我们多少都要负起一些责任。
And many of our sufferings we have to be partly responsible.
但是耶稣为什么要受苦呢？
Why did Jesus have to suffer?
他需要负起他的责任吗？
Does he need to be responsible for his action?
他不需要为他自己负责任的。
Did he not have to be responsible for his own
action? 他是为了我们这一些罪人而承受这些痛苦的。
For the sake of you and I, we as sinners, he has to suffer these things.
还有一点，
And another point,
主耶稣的痛苦是可以减轻的。
That Jesus' sufferings can be lightened.
在二十三节里面记载，
In verse 23 it was recorded,
他们拿末药调和的酒给耶稣，
That they tried to give Jesus wine mixed with myrrh.
他却不受，
But he did not take it.
这末药调和的酒目的是让他麻醉，减轻他肉体上的痛苦。
And this wine mixed with myrrh was to have an intoxication effect on him so that he will not experience the pain.
这也算是这一些残酷刑罚中的一点的怜悯吧。
And this is perhaps just a small area of sympathy in such a torturous punishment.
但是主耶稣都拒绝了。
But Jesus rejected the wine.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他必须要承受罪的咒诅。
Because it was necessary for him to suffer the curse of sin.
要担当我们的罪。
In order to bear up our sins,
要赦免我们的罪，
to forgive our sins,
他承担这些痛苦。
He was willing to suffer all these things.
而我们在最痛苦的时候，
and in our own extreme agony,
我们有许多的药物可以帮助我们减轻痛苦的。
Actually, we have many medicines and cures in order to lighten our sufferings.
我的父亲是死在癌症的。
My father passed away because of cancer.
两年后，我的妹妹也死在癌症。
Two years later.My sister also passed away under the same disease.
那么当他最痛苦的时候，
when he was suffering much,
也是我心灵最矛盾、最挣扎、也最埋怨的时候。
It was a time that there was a great struggle within me, and in fact, I had great murmurs.
也许我觉得他还年轻吗？
I feel that he was young.
也许我觉得他比其他的姐妹都更爱主。
And I felt that compared with the other sisters,she was one who loved the Lord more.
她并没有好好的享受过生活，但是她一切的时间都为了教会。
And she did not really enjoy the things of the world, and what she have, her time she has given to God.
有时候连我这个当时还做专任传道的哥哥啊，我都感觉到惭愧。
At times, through her actions, I find that I had the older brother who is a full-time minister at that time, I was ashamed.
他比我更认真工作，来去探访，来去，尤其是那一些有病痛可怜的人。
And she was more serious in her work, and she often visited those who are sick and in suffering.
他已经死了好多年了。
She has passed away for a few years.
但我还可以听到槟城一些姐妹这样的感叹。
But yet I will find that there are sisters in Penang today saying this.
我们失去了你那一位好妹妹。
That we have lost a good sister of yours.
所以在那个时候啊，我在祷告求神，如果你不医治她哈，我可以接受，但是减轻她一点痛苦吧。
At that time when she was in pain, I prayed to God that if you do not wish to cure her, at least allow her sufferings to be lightened.
听到那种痛苦的呻吟声啊，我看都很难忍受的。
Because when I heard her voice of her pain, I find very intolerable.
但是都没有啊。
But God did not lighten her sufferings.
你怎么禁食，怎么样祷告，怎么样流泪，通通好像没有用的。
You may think him, you may pray in tears, but all these efforts appear to be fruitless.
那个时候没有信心嘛，那个时候唱不出来了。
And we actually could not even sing the hymns out.
心里充满许多的埋怨呐。
Because within our hearts, we are full of murmurings.
所以在祷告里面。 真的讲不出话来的，只是心里很不满，很不甘心。
And in our prayers, we cannot utter any words, but we know that within us, we are very angry as well as full of murmuring.
在那个时候
，at that time，
突然间在我脑海里面出现很清楚的耶稣钉十字架的那一幅画。
Within my mind, I was able to picture the suffering of the Lord on the cross.
然后我就出现另外一句很清楚的圣经章节
，and that this verse appeared in my mind very clearly，
就是刚才我读的23节
，and it's the verse in verse 23。
那些人拿末药调和的酒给耶稣，耶稣都不接受
，that the people tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh， but he did not take it。
在这个时候我就醒悟过来
，and at that time I suddenly had this realization。
如果我们说耶稣很痛苦
，If we say that we are in great pain，
我们还可以打针，打针不够还可以打强力的针。
We can have an injection， and if this is not good enough， we can have a heavier dosage。
也可以暂时减轻一点痛苦的啦。
And this can give us some relief for our pain。
但是耶稣基督，人家拿这些可以减轻痛苦的解酒给他，他都不接受。
But Jesus was given this wine mixed with myrrh, yet he did not receive it.
我们在今天的科技、医学的科技帮助之下，的确可以减轻痛苦的。
Under the help of science and medicine, today we can actually find relief for our sufferings.
那么还有什么埋怨呢？
And is there really anything for us to murmur?
如果你说我的妹妹特别爱主，特别的乖，特别的好，为什么要受这个苦难？不公平。
If we were to question the justice of God, saying that my sister has is very obedient towards God and she has done much work, yet she has to suffer in this manner.
那主耶稣岂不是更加的不公平？
Then isn't there great injustice on the part of Jesus when he died for us?
但在那个时刻，谁为耶稣流泪呢？
And at that time, who actually shed for Jesus?
谁为耶稣来抗议呢？
Who actually murmured against God for the sake of Jesus?
神子耶稣也一样要。 忍受这些痛苦。That
the Son of God similarly has to undergo this suffering.
所以希伯来书的作者这样的勉励我们。And
the author of Hebrews gave us this encouragement.
请看希伯来书
Let's turn to Hebrews
12章
Chapter 12
我们读第二节到第四节
Verse 2 to verse 4 Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against him, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. You have not resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against him.
作者在这里是勉励那一些在试炼中的弟兄姊妹。
And the author encouraged the brethren who was in the midst of trials.
不管你所遭遇的是哪一样哪一种啊,
regardless of the type or the degree of the sufferings that you're undergoing now,
你总会疲倦，你总会灰心的。
But you will become weary and you become discouraged.
在这个时候，你要看见耶稣。
At this time, you must look at Jesus.
他说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That we have to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
他为了摆在前面的喜乐 就轻看现在的羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
That who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
我们的痛苦绝对不会白受的。
Our sufferings will not be in vain.
我们也许不明白，但是我们相信主一定有他的美意。
We cannot fully understand, but we must believe that Jesus has his beautiful will for us.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
不管发生任何的事情
，that no matter what happened to us,
我们仍然可以相信耶稣基督。
We can continue to believe in Jesus.
我们不明白。
We may not understand.
但我信任他。
But I believe, I trust him.
他的安排是最美好的。
Because his arrangement for me is the best.
因此，我们就不至于跌倒。
Therefore, we need not fall.
他还勉励我们一句话。
He also encouraged us this.
事实上，我们跟罪恶相争呢，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Actually, we have not resisted to the point of shedding blood in our striving against it.
更不要说到主耶稣的地步了。
And there, what more, we have not suffered to the point where Jesus has suffered.
但主耶稣为了我们，他不这样的受苦了。
That Jesus for the sake, for our sake, has suffered in this manner.
所以他勉励我们。
He encouraged us.
忍耐到底的人必然有福。
That blessed are those who endure to the end.
所以如果我们遇到试炼了
，and when we are undergoing trials，
我们在痛苦当中
，when we are in suffering，
希望我们能够看见耶稣
，we hope that we can fix our eyes on Jesus，
让我们不至于疲倦灰心
，so that we will not grow weary and lose hope，
我们仍然有信心走上主的道路
，that we will have the faith to complete the journey before God，
在信仰生活里面
，that in our life of faith，
好多东西都需要只见耶稣的。
There are many things. There are many times that we need to look at Jesus only.
那时间到了，我就讲这三样，做我们彼此的勉励。
My time is up, so I'd like to share with you these three points for mutual encouragement.